that wasn't the same price as the same.
Morning. Ten and pasuk atin nitzavim ayem kulchem lefnei Hashem alikeichem. We all know that was Yisrael. The vision of Rebbe says gematria Shabbos kodesh, and this is the last Shabbos of the year. And it's brought the svarim Hashem. It's also the gematria Hashem oiri berosh Hashanah as Chazal dar. And this Shabbos called Shabbos slichus, which is said in the past year, is gematria tshuva bebiluy. It's a Shabbos that has to be oiri a person to do a Shabbos to tshuva. Shabbos is yitoshay. Shabbos is a true mehava, Yisrael Amuchan Asachli Behava. And as we know, the Chazal tell us in Medrash that the Adam Arishin met his son Kayin, and he asked him, Manasseh Bidincha, what happened, the Mishpah. So he told him, Asisi Tshuva Menis Pashart. And immediately Adam Arishin sang out, Mizmor Shilei Shabbos. What's Pshat? So everyone said, all the Svarim, they said, Berem Chayim, Yitvlev, Chulub. That Kayin taken the tshuva, or was the tshuva miyira, and the tshuva miyira, the roishim of the chet remained. So it's a pshara, it's halfway. Kayin's tshuva, Chazal say, his tshuva was oisamach. He only achieved tshuva of Kayin only achieved 50%. So all the Marishan saying is Bershilia Meshabos, the Shabbos is the tshuva mehavo. And that's doinus nasaloi gezochis. That's a complete tshuva, and that's the Shabbos. That's the tshuva that Shabbos lichas, Shabbos parshas nitzav ve'elach has to be oyer to. Why is that? We know that in Rosh Hashanah, minig Yisrael, is that we're tevil the dvash, the challah, the we tevil the puach and the dvash in the challah. It says in Svarim Hakadoshim, Sofer is ma'arich on it. That the idea of Rosh Hashanah is to be oir within the heart of a Jew, Avas Hashem. And to the half of Hashem, b'chol levovcha, b'chol nafshcha, b'chol meidecha. If you take the final letters of Lev, Nefesh, and Me'oid, you get the word Dvash. So the purpose is that all other Havazorah should be tovel and be bottle in the Ava of the Ava to the Eivishter. And therefore the Pasuk says, Yoytrua Yilachem. And Yoytrua is Gimatria indeed, B'chol Levovcha, B'chol Nafshcha, B'chol Meidecha. And it's brought also in the Menoyim from the Holy Jikavar that Yoytrua, which is Gimatria, B'chol Levovcha, B'chol Nafshcha, B'chol Meidecha, is also B'gimatria Shel Heves. That within the heart of every Jew, there's a Gachelis. Gachelis is Gimatria Emes. There's a Nekuda of Emes, a Nekuda of Tzidkis that we have in a person. But a Kol, a Gachelis, if it's not attended to, it goes out. You become oimimus. And then it just dies. So what do you do if you have a coal that's like tottering on the verge of being extinguished? No. It's called in English, they have a thing they blow. It's called a bellow. And you bellow on it. You blow on the coal, and it brings it back to life. So you create the shalavis. Right? So he said, every yid, poor Bildus Forum, Svasemma speaks about this. Every yid said in Pasuk, Vayipach ba'apa of Nishmas Chayim. Or sometimes the Gacheles is like unattended to. So the Yoyin Trua Yilochem is Pshat, you blow, a day of blowing. So the coal should come back to life, and from the Gacheles, you should therefore have a Shalhev. And that's the idea of to arouse, to evoke within a person the Avas Hashem, which he has b'teva dolos, norvos. In order to do a proper tshuva, it has to be a tshuva mehava. The Sama Rebbe writes in Divrei Yoel, the parish Vayakel, to do an emes of tshuva mehava is incredibly difficult. Tshuva mehava has to be l'shem shemayim. And it has to be like you forget about yourselves, you're the madrega of the spatra, sagashmis, you're not interested, l'te elas atzmoi, azagzardin, you're interested in creating, giving nachas ruach to the Bashef. You don't have to be from the Gedirli Balei HaMusar, that a person looks in the mirror and he says to himself, I'm like, first makes a chesh ben nefesh. And at the Sforum say he wants to bagrov himself lebedikre. To do tshuva mehavo, a proper tshuva, is kirchuk misruch mimayv. It's like, what are you talking about? I have all these other avos to my pizza, to my shlama, to whatever it is. So all the mashpiim, all the Sforim HaKadoshim, all the Tzaddikim, whether it's Sifri Chassidus, looking for Shomesh, Tver Shloime, all the Tamid Yav Hashem, all the Sifri Musar, Daltuf and Kelm, Chulu v'Chulu, they all do say an Eitzah to be Zoycha B'din, for Anoshim Kerkenu, we're not holding on holy Milas, is to be Mevatel yourself in Kal Yisrael, for the Tzibur, for helping people, forgetting about yourself. I'll tell you a story which is Oyum Veneir, not in Vachtfeil, in Mashkiach Lakewood, because I tell the story hell. One of the Gedele, the Amudim of the Tinuas HaMusar, was the Alta from Kel, and from the Besmedrish in Kel was a factory that created Gedele Abirele. Well, the, most of the Gedele Bali Musar of our generation are Talmidav or Talmidav. And once Chodesh Elul, the Alta from Kel, had a Chol, was sleeping, and he had a dream. It's Oyum Veneir. And in his dream, he dreams that Rabbeinu Yoina, none other than Rabbeinu Yoina, the author of the Shari Tshuva, he comes to Kel. He's giving a Musa Drasha, the various Eurus, the various Chaskus, and the Besmedrish and Markozi, and the central Besmedrish in Kel. Versteht sich? Every single individual runs the Besmedrish. And the Alta von Kel Besoich. Who would not want to hear Chodesh El, the various Eurus, and the author of the Shari Tshuva? Well, he can't get better. They can't fit all the Eden in the shul. So he has a guard on the door, and he's only taking the elite people. Or the Hamoin Am could stand there around the shul. Maybe they'll be zuichet to hear his voice episode. That's it. So the Alten from Kel, Malayin, he's running to the shul. The guard asks him, what's your name? He says, Simcha Zissel of Kel. So he said, tell me about yourself. Who are you? What did you learn? I'm a Talmud Muvik of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Or Rabbi Yisrael Salanter we did hear of. He's on the books, in our good books. But it's not enough to get you into the here of any way. Who's your father? What do you do for a living? He's the Mashgiach, the Miyasid of the Beis HaTalmud in Kel. Not good enough. Finally, he says, trying to pull some strings and protect you, I'm the father of Nachum Velz. Azoy Arayim. Mizrachman, his son, his son, who was his successor, the father of the Chavelvel, immediately, he wakes up, that's the end of this dream. So in the morning, when it's a reasonable hour, he calls over his son to his house. He realized that Yesh Dvorim Begui, does not stand. What happened to you yesterday, the past day? He realized that he had episodes. He didn't tell him the story. Episodes you have, that being a Talmud from Mr. Solanter, being a Amiyas, a Yeshiva, being a Marbitz Torah, Gana Goinim, his davening, his Tiktuk Amidus, the father of Rav Nachum Velvel, he didn't want to say, he was also a Musarik. Yeah, that's sure. So Rav Nachum Velvel tells him, only more. People in those days in the litter didn't have two pennies. He's walking around with shoes that are recent to hack the lecher is gefällt. Of a Russian call, he had to get pruta lefarta. But he was bekabitz pruta al pruta mamish, penny by penny, day by week by week, and he found eventually got enough money to buy himself a pair of shoes. He went to the sadlar, to the shoemaker, they made him a pair of shoes. He now has brand new shoes now. He go to the gvirim, he has to collect money for the yeshiva. Again, punked yesterday, that was the day before. Yesterday, only more, a poor guy came to dressed in rags, gave him some food, gave him whatever money he had. And he looks at his shoes, and his shoes are worse than his. And mom is like, and he can see the spots of blood from walking on the snow. He fell. Without a thought, he gave him his own shoes. Those scissors. And that night, his father had a cholum. That is a shir from the Rabbeinu Yoina Alein, from the author of the Shari Tshuva. Why was he allowed in? Not because he's a Talmud Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, not because he's Gedolei Rabbi Yitzchak Torah, for the Gedolei Bali Amusur, a Metaktik B'midra. He's the son of Nachum Velvel.
Father.
So I thought to myself, this, besides being an unbelievable story, it's a metaphor. The Vilstar Reingehen in the Shari Tshuva, Schoedish El, learn this lesson from this story. You only get in inside the pearly gates, right? If you're a Yid who's willing to be married to Nefesh for another. Tell a story. The Panavisharov, was sitting before an operation. Panavisharov was built, He was sitting in the hospital before an operation, which was mamish, could have gone either critical, mamish, skonos nefosh. So before the operation, he calls in Gedolei Talmidav, Balabatim, or Askonim. What can we do for the klal? Is it yeshiva to build? What are we doing? Let's make a plan. Talmidim tell the Panim Sharov, Rebbe, you're tottering. You're like, that's a delicate operation, is critical. Why are you involved now? Like worrying about, you're sitting on this hospital bed about klal, about Sarka Tzibur. So he told him, Chassidus HaMaisim, Panim Sharov. He said, everyone knows, when you read the stories of Tzadikim, Talmidim of the Rebbe Melech, the Shvachste Talmud Begashmias was the Kodesh Zermagic. Yudu is always on a bed, and he's always ill, and he puts out the Chayez of Atin, of Atin. Mam is like, Yudu, many, many stories. Von deswegen, he lived Barichas Yomim. The same, passed away the same year as the Chayez of Atin. So the Talmidim asked him, Soif Yomov, Rabbeinu Bameher Racht Yomov. The doctor said, no, yes, 100,000. How did you survive so long? So he said, I always took on a project for the Tzibur. And when I finished the first project, I immediately went on to the second project and the third project. Since the Eibishter, whatever he does, is everything is betzedek. And he reckons not only you personally, but your effects, you're being taken away, will have other people. And therefore, the Panuich Rav, quoting the story of the Kodesh Zermak, it says, that's why I faked, because I know that this operation is so critical and delicate, Dafka, I want now to take on a new project for the Zibur. And therefore, Dershi Rishima said, El, Achono, is Nutrikun, L'cho itonu ve'itavnuluch. If you go with us, with the Meshavet tells Yisroi, join the Klal, be an Usik b'tor Chutzibur, care about others, ve'itavnuluch ta'altkit. That's why El is Rashi Tevis, Vayishalu Ishlere Eyu L'Sholem. Which also Rashi Tevis, Matonet Lev Yoinim, Ishlere Eyu, Matonet Lev Yoinim. It's all. On the other hand, El stands for Oiloi V'Oilin Nafsh. A person who's only Fazich is Oiloi V'Oilin Nafsh. On the contrary, the avoid of El is to be an Ohov L'Shamayim V'Toiv L'Bris. Also El. What's Pshat? I've said 100,000 times here. Famous Megalamukis. Tzibur, which by the way, the Tiferet Shleim says Tzibur is in the Trikan, as every school child knows. Tzadikim Beinim Murushoyim. Tzibur is Gimatria Rachim, which is also Gimatria Lehibit Oven B'yankov. When you look at not the individual, which individuals are expendable, it's only a Tzibur, which Lehibit Oven B'yankov, then you are Kimoshel Hayadua, which is by the way, the Avoid of Rosh Hashanah, the Avoid of Kabbalah Samalchus, right? Vahaftul Rayacha Kamoichu. Rashi Tevis and Seifi Tevis, Gimatria 496, which is Gimatria Malchus. How are we Mekabel, the Malchus Hashem? Dafka through half. Everyone knows, the Haftar Hashem of the Kechos, Gimatria, the Haftar Yachkov Yechayash. Kimoshal Hayadu, I've said many, many times from the Holy Visioner. There was a fellow who was two people, and they had a Krisus priest, they were Yedidim, Nemonim, Oyevim, Belevin Nefesh to each other. And one day there was a Sheker, gas. An alilu, a bilbul, on one of them, and they brought him to the mishpat, and they pask in the achas dos. He's going to hang from the swing by the from the gallows. Punkt is, he did happen to be in town then. He heard what happened. He starts screaming at the in the court case. Sheker v'chazav, I was the one who did it. Me, you have to hang, not him. Is vatonkel here? They've had many cases before capital punishment, but that a person was already judged. He was new. And someone comes in and he claims he's the perpetrator, he's the avarian, right? Never had before. He didn't know what to do. But the whole town, the whole city, the country, the king heard about this story. This is a fascinating story, never had it before. So he called, but send both of them to me. I want to find out what was leaked. So he called, he just asked the second fellow, knew what you did it. They judged him to do that he did it. So I'll tell you the evidence, Your Majesty. He says, I know my friend. I'm a yedid nefesh. V'nafshi k'shura v'nafshi. And I know muhuso, I know his etzem, I know his character. I know that he's chaf mi pesha. He had not committed. He's totally innocent. The whole thing is a bilbul, a lila. It's not true. Nervos. They judge him. I am so attached to him that if they kill him, it's like, lo malichayim. Why should I want to live? Therefore, if I don't have a reason to live because they're going to kill my friend, might as well kill me. Well, let him go free. And the friend screams, I give to the king, if I say it was too dumb. He sends him, Ve'elchu aleim, smeichim v'tu levov, go l'tfar l'chayim l'sholem. Or he said, I'm freeing you, I'm exonerating both of you on the condition you take me in your friendship. This creates his priest, this yedidus, lozmer reinich. That's what the Ebershter says, when the haftal yachad kameicha, then, I mean, I want to be the third one to join this party. When Be'emes is brought in the Rebbe Mifano, one of the great Mekubolim, there's 100 koilus of Rosh Hashanah, which is 900 termitin, which with the 7 koilus with Chiyah Gedela, is Gimachi of Haftal Ach Gavich and Hashem, which Gimachi of Haftal Hashem and the Kefal. That's the avoid of Rosh Hashanah. And therefore the Pasuk says, Ashre Om Yoidei Seruah, Hashem Ba'erpanech Yalechon, I saw it, Barom Shor, Zabmeri Digavort. The Chazal say, the Ashrei Om Yehudi Sruah, Ashrei Om knows the Fasis is Bereim to pacify the Eibishter. That when we have the Kiyah Shofar, the Eibishter goes from Kisei Din to Kisei Rach. What's Ashrei Om Yehudi Sruah? Maybe Kiyah, maybe Shvor, true, that's good. And then the Pasuk ends off, Hashem Be'er Panecha. Really, what's Pfat Be'er Panecha Yalech? So he brings from Mendel Shlover to Talmud Hagro. Ba'er Panecha, what do you know about Ba'er Panecha? Hashem Ba'er Panecha Yalech. In Sim Shalom, 3 times a day you say, Ki Ba'er Panecha Nasatlam, Teres Chaim, Abbas Chesed, Stoko, Vracha, Verachman, Chaim, Mishal. All the 7 brachas that he's asking for in Rosh Hashanah, Ba'er Panecha. Where does this come from? The Pasuk says that David was Mekoinen on Shaul and on Yonus. L'lame b'nei Yehuda keshes, he makes suval sefer Yosha. So the Yitavlev brings Kabbalah and Zohar. Keshes stands for, you don't got to be a genius to work it out, Kiyosh Shvorim Tki. Kiyosh Shvorim Tru. Right? Amol, says Yitavlev, there were tzaddikim, who knew the secrets and whatever. If you ever at the school to be by tzaddikim, Rosh Hashanah, by Kiyosh Shofar, it's like you could battle there, it's indescribable. You could see this. They're malachim, they're getrugim, they're geshef, nice, come on, it's like unbelievable. Over what happens if you're in the dirt, there's no one to go to shayfer, no one knows kavanis, we're just blowing a horn, what are we going to do? Lame b'nei Yehuda keshes, we don't understand the Indian of tkiyah shvarim tku, what tkiyah shayfer is. Hine ksuva al sefer yosher. Sefer Yosher, Rashi says, Allah Sari refers to Bereshit, Avram Yitzchak Yankov. You learn the lesson of the Oves HaKadosh for Iber Gemer, for the Klal, for other people, for the Neidoyer. And therefore, it says in Tzvorin, it's brought in the Pnei Moshe, the Meridik of Ort. Mamish Meridik. The Pasuk says, U'bachoydesh HaShvi, Be'echad LaChoydesh, Mikra Koydesh, Kom Lechaz Avoyed Lizasu. Yoyim Truy Lech. On Rosh Hashanah, Mikra Koydesh, Kom Lechaz Avoyed Lizasu. The MS, we want to reach a madrig of you don't have to do any other work. You find a shortcut to be exonerated. How can you come to avoid the Zasu? The answer is, as the Pasuk, Yoim Tru Yilchem. If there's a day of Reus and Chiba between one Yid and another, the Eber says, Los my Reine Geschäft, and that Yoim Tru Yia, what's the next word? Lachem. What do we know about Lachem? Lech Lecho. Out what he needs is through the Yentru of the Reyes. There's a famous story told of the Pesach Ber Belzer. He came to a town. The whole town came to Kapanam, a tzaddik. And someone told him that in the outskirts of the town there was a pub. They called it a bar, a pub, you know, basic mosaic, whatever. And Nebuch, the old shkatsim over there, Nidrika mentioned. And one Yid stabbed another Jew in the pub, in the outskirts of the town. So Rebbe Belzer said, I'm out of here. I'm not staying in this town. They said, Rebbe, it's at the outskirts of town. This is like all the pachinefesh, all the losers, all the, right? He says, if in the outskirts of a town one yid could stab another yid, the harayah, in the smedrash, yidin are also doiker, they're also stabbing one another. And therefore it comes, what's going on in the smedrash, loshon haras, and drachilas, whatever, it one physically takes a knife and stabs another. So the matzah of all yidin kiguf echot is intertwined. I have no time to elaborate. The beaker is, Rank Galinsky always used to say in Chiddush El, you ever go in Eretz Yisrael? How do you travel? You go with a public bus, Eget. Or you go with a taxi, a moly, an emergency. You call up what's called a monit, special, right? What's the difference between a taxi and a monit and a city bus?
Price.
What? The price, yeah. If you ever go in an Israeli taxi, as the meter is hacking, you see the meter is jumping, right? Every second, every minute, every 3 minutes. So the meter is jumping, your heart is pumping, and it's like a, it's not easy. What's the lesson from a special money? The lesson is, if you travel alone, it's a cost you're tired. You travel public transport with everyone else, stuck by the minute, the red light, this kind of red light, okay? So it is general in life. The Shtikl Marashamish, a few weeks ago, Ki kore kan sipul fonech baderch. Like there's a kansipur, a nest, right? Yeah? Baderech, b'chol eitz, oy b'ala oritz, ebruichim my beitzim, v'eim rivetzes ala eitz ala ebruichim ala beitzim, lo yisika ha'eim ala bonim, right? What's the tzibur? Says the Mar V'Shomish, ah, tire of oritz. The kansipur refers to the Shechinakash. Where can the kansipur be found? When Yiddish kinder gather together. Whether it's Allah eats always refers to a tzaddik. Ha'eats for eats, because I'll say. Sadigim, right? Oy Allah orits, litten dread. Oh, but if there's an achdus in Klal Yisrael, there the Shechina shines. Unoid nisht, right? So you would think aim, those are no basic 101 Kabbalah, aim is bina. Have an aim, it's Chochman bina. Bina is the oilam of truth. So you think to yourself, I'll take the aim, right? And forget about the bona. Why should I deal with people? Because people, there's good people, bad people, you have to deal with problems, issues, Jews are whatever, yeah? Lo yisika ha'eim ala bona. Don't choose your tshuva me'ula b'izboididus with precious, you could sit in a cave and miyachid yechudim over Yiddish kinder. Because where, my Rosh Hashanah explained, I don't have to elaborate, where will the tshuva be a proper tshuva, which is kayim, which will give nachas to the bashefer, dafke by the bonim, by the afroichim, by the children, even whether it's ala eitz or ala abon. The Me'emes brings, parashoftim, that his elder zeda, the chdusharim, in his rishimas, they found, he wrote, he's writing a maimer for chodesh el, and he brings mestech ha'maim, and teich in the middle of the maimer, a maisa, which is a maisa yedua, it's all brought in this forum, that the Baal Medrash Shmuel was a young man. He went to the Smedrash and Darizal b'chvoidi v'atzma, he stood up Malik Himosa b'chvoidi. Makara, Darizal said he just did a maisa of gewaldige chesed to an oni ve'evian, Mr. Stefan. And it was nis'aber in him, it was a slabish in him, the nesham v'pichas ben yoyd. Pichas ben yoyd, yedua, all over, was always involved in chsodim, pitin, shvuyim, etc. So he did azah, so pichas. So he's standing up, Lechovet in the Shomer, Pilchas ben Yoir, who was this Aber, this Labish in the Medrash. Gewaldig, the Imre Emes asked his father, the Holy Spirit Emes, Gewaldig, where is it connected to El? It doesn't fit into the mind. So the Imre Emes answered Al-Asar, El is the time where the Samach Ribui, the Shomers of the Dardeir, the Tshuva of the Chetoi. Right? If a yidin el chaptzach some seichel does tshuva, is this aber just like the zayda was writing this, just like the neshama Pilchas ben Yoir entered into to give a chizuk to the Medrash Shmuel after his ma'aseh of chesed, if a yidin does tshuva el, right, then also this aber him the koyach the chizuk of the samach ribu. As for different bechinah, the Chidusharim himself writes, the famous Chidusharim. That, right? The pasuk says, when the Chazal say, "How do you know?" Come on, brachos. How do you know that a yid has to have emo in Yirub b'shas davening b'shtachul Hashem b'hadras koydish? Pasuk mitilim al tikar b'hadras koydish ella b'cherdas koydish with charod with a fear. So Chizkiah says, "Oy v'azoy, we could also teach the pasuk in Mishlei, Beroiv Am, Hadras Melech, Beroiv Am, Chedras Melech." When there's a Roiv Am, people get together. That one's top of the line. Or the charod, the emo that every year on some level fears, comes together, and you create this the shalheves of Yerushalayim in the whole shul. If I had time, I would elaborate, but I don't. I don't know what time we're finishing here. There's a famous. All the Sforim speak about it. All the Sforim, most of the Sforim. This is the pshat in the past. This is parsha. Amtem nitzav miyam kuch. Then Rosheichem shifteich. Kol ish Yisrael. Klal prat uklal. Right. In other words, if a person on Rosh Hashanah, the Shulchan Aruch, we say we will leave shem levonim, whatever we oichlin v'shoyusim v'smeichim, that the Eibushter will do us a nes. You shall be brought into it. Ask the Alta from Kel, many, what is the, what are we batuach that will all come out fine in the Mishnah? How do you know? The Nekuda is, everyone remembers the Gemara story, their Preda. Rav Preda had a Talmud who was thick, clumps. He would teach him everything 400 times. One day he had to go to a Shlich Mitzvah and he didn't create it another 400 times. So afterward they gave him a choice, right? You could either have, you or B'nai Donir will all go to Gan Eden, or 400 more years of life. He chose, he should have the B'nai Donir, everyone should have Chedek Olam Haba. He got both. At the end he got both. Chaim Shmulevitz said a meridika there. Why do we make a trask? The Gemara Shemayim made a trask about Rav Preda. What about the Talmud? Taka the Rebbe had gedult, had patience, 400 times to teach a Talmud. Which is it easier, to give a shir or to listen to a shir? I give a shir once in a while. I also listen to shir very rarely. But trust me, it's much harder to listen to a shir than to give a shir. Right? Which is easier to fall asleep when you're listening to a shir, nicer than to give a shir. I never fell asleep in giving a shir. A kid, why did he make a trust for a priest, right? And why was he, the shayla is, why was he zoicha, whole dirk at Elam Hab? I mean, probably Rishoyim, Bokr, Minim, good note. That's whole dirk. And not only that, he was given, before they had to do an X or Y, and then they gave him both. What's the trust? So, Rav Levitt says, a person could either be an individual, and then you're judged as an individual, or you could be an ishakal. Rav Preda could have been sitting and learning in the Achvezin, right? He could have written a Kivayger, I don't know, whatever. He's learning with a Talmud, a klutz, right? I could have opened the yeshiva, be a big Rosh Yeshiva. The Hakdomah to the Shari Yeshiva, Rav Shimon says, I'm moyer digavoti. If you have a person in government, he's dispensing funds, welfare, whatever. If he channels the money to his mates, you get arrested, you put in jail, you're a bezel. Have a gabbait stoker, and he gives the money, doesn't care, the oy of a soina. This kind of person is oy lektul, becomes a saroit. Why the difference? When a person realizes that what the Eibishter gave me, whether it's in geld, it's not mine. It's given to me as a loan to serve. Whatever, the Eibishter. Or like the Rav Shimon speaks about, why is it mitamida yirisur mikula? Because that which you learn from your Rebbe is you're growing yourself. When you're willing to sacrifice your own personal growth, kvayochel, for the sake of other people, then you become an ishkloli, and then the Eibishter to get like aser b'shvil, says this asher in gashmi, is in gelt. So to mitamid yisim ikulam, the Eibishter gives you in ruchnis. And the Alter Rebbe has an expression: if you do tztaka beruchnis nasa muichi v'libay elif pa'amim kocha. And the Alter Rebbe has the word mamish in the memory, literally, not just a figurative thing. So therefore, they ask Rav Preda, you can, right? Till now, you're an ish kol. You're involved in teaching this kid who's a stick as a whatever, right? We're going to give you a reward, not because you're learning. If we're dealing with the gedult of the page, the Talmud should have the reward. Because you gave away your own gedult. And you're willing to invest in someone who is difficult, right? We're giving you a reward. What do you want? Do you want to get do you want a reward for the klal? You and your whole dor will go to Gan Eden. Or now is the time maybe to care about yourself. We'll give you 400 years of life. Rapreda kedarke, because forget about mir. The famous word, the Nesiv Shalom, the Slonimer says, the Slonimer Rebbe is, Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. The Mikveh is Metar, the Eibishter is Metar, Be'an Arochitz, right? Un Yidin on Metar. Tavar Secharayim, when a person came to the first Slonimer Rebbe and he says, Ech Ovi Ala Velesh V'Lvursok, Yom Kippur, he told him, Mit Yidin and Eim. You go in the Chazal Sein Zvich Pasha, one twig you could break, many twigs. It's the Koyach of a Klal, which is Givaldi, right? So I pray this, I'm interested only in the klal, my dirt. Then we'll give you another 400 years. But now the second 400 years, not the first 400 years. The second 400 years is a 400 years of the klal where you're going to affect. And this is the secret of, I'm not trying to explain, this is the secret of Atam Nisaviyam Kulchem, together. And that's why tzaddikim, you know, people in certain shuls, if they don't get an aliyah on Yom Rosh Hashanah Kippur, it's like, what are they going to tell the shvigar? Like that? The emes of tzaddikim did not want an aliyah on Rosh Hashanah Kippur. They didn't want to be mizbalik. They didn't want to stick out from the crowd. The famous letter from the Rebbein of Pshischa, Tzadikim Kachsuch in this letter, it's a whole biurim and all, it's Pelish Chassidish Svarim. And he says, the whole secret of Rosh Hashanah is Midrochek Hashem Niruli, how far we are, Tshuva, or Besuch Ami Anoichi Yishavs. When Elisha goes to the Isha Shunamis, and she built this Kir Katana with the Mita and Shulchan, and Vahi Ayoim, Chazal says, the Zohar says, Rosh Hashanah, what hayeshoch ledaber al melech lasu? What should I speak on your behalf? What does she answer? The shenhamis. Sich ami adichishavs. I dwell amongst people. You know she didn't have children at that time, and you have the tzaddik hador Elisha, pishtai beruchah Elio Anovi, and he could stand before the kitzur yakov and be mamlets for you. Vosofti, I don't want. Don't look at me as an individual. Looking at the Rebbeinu writes in Mitzvah Elio and Chelik Beis. There's 2 days. Aleph and Beis Roshana, Dina Kashi, Dina Rafa. Dina Kashi, the Abish of Justice as individuals. If you betuchat Sibur, bezich Ami Anech Yeshoves, then, and that's the bitochen of Rosh Hashanah, I have no time to elaborate, but the Satmar Rebbe Zayn, Elter Zayn, and these Machmoyish is a Gevalt. I don't want to talk about my topic today. I'm talking about the Stutzuch. A Moirit Gechidish Neu. Even though the Gemara says tshuva of Yirah is only zdoinus nasle kishkoves, incomplete, there's pasharti. Tshuva mehava is zdoinus nasle kishkoves. Zdoinus nasle kishkoves. Tshuva of a rabbin, right? Even if it's incomplete, even if it's all tshuva meyirah, the tshuva of a rabbi miyira has a din of tshuva mehava, where it's doing this nasa like his own. That's what the Sapper Rebbe says when you, on the Simonim, at the Leil Rosh Hashanah, she yir b'zchu yosei. What's yir b'zchu yosei? I'm not a magic, hocus pocus, how the yir b'zchu yosei? The Sapper Rebbe teaches, amongst many other, yir b'zchu yosei, the Eivrish is a judge's b'teich haklal. Everything is Goshen Rabbim on Rosh Hashanah. That's how he titles also Vayakil Moshe Goladas Bnei Yisroel, right? Shabbos, etc. With Shabbos coming to picture it, Pekitzer, Satmar Rebbe says, Eila Hadvar Mashiach Hashem, what are you talking about? Chlok, is it Shabbos? Rambam says it's the beginning of this Mitch. It's very Shreel. Eila refers to the Tikkun as the Archaim HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Tikkun Chet HaEgel. Chet HaEgel is a Chavayi Dezor. Kol HaKoyfer B'Avayi Kol HaKoyfer B'Avayi Kol HaKoyfer B'Avayi is Koyfer B'Kol HaTayr Kul. The only Eitzah could be Shabbos, because Kol keeps Shabbos is, or Shabbos is True Mehava. True Mehava is very difficult for some Rebbeinu. What is the Eitzah? Vayakil Moshe Goladas Bnei Yisrael. Being a part of a team. Let me just leave you with two stories that just spoke to me. So, Oyim V'Noir. One story you all know probably, because the story is like 150 years old. So I'm sure by now you know the story. During the Xerus of Tachtat, Chmielnitsky massacre, there was 750 shtetlach that were destroyed. A 500,000 Yidin were exterminated, were killed. A million Yidin went into exile. Ubisoichem, the Taz, the Godel Hadoir, was exiled from his home, from his Rabbonos, from his Shtela, from all. And he went to go. He decided, an older Jew, he's in exile. He liked it. There's a silver lining. From now on, he's not going to say who he is. He'll go incognito, anonymously, live in the Hegdish over there, whatever, and he'll learn Teir Lishmo. Anyway, Teir Lishmo, but you can imagine the Torah of the Taz is Meirish. You know, the heavens shook from the Taz. But he comes to he's sitting and learning, Taz is learning, he comes home one day and his wife has a long face. What's the problem? Shabbos Thursday, Shabbos is coming. There's not money for poshut for challah. Basically, I can't sit and learn with the great simcha. My wife is like suffering. I'll get a job. I'm old, it was thinking of a job. So where did he get a job? What could the Taz do already? He decided to become a menakir in the shlachtos. Miknikur, you know, take out to get an osh. Okay, fine. He knew. Who could be a better menakir than the Tazali? They start talking to shachtim, this fellow knows Shulchan Aruch, he's on the ball. They don't know anything. So they used to send all the shaylas to the Rav. The Morad Asr was a very fine Jew, a big Yerushalayim. But if you're Yerushalayim, and so everything was safe. Hold on, 95% of the cases, shaylas were safe. Now they got this new menaker in the shlachtos. Quote, chapter and verse, child, call it a kula. They started asking shaylas to him, and they got a much better deal. Everyone's happy. The Rav suddenly becomes concerned. For 3 weeks running, no one's asking me shaylas. He said to the shaylas, go to the shlachtos, find out what's tutsko. No shaylas with them all. So they told him, the shachtim, the botkim, this is guy, this menaker, and he's like answering a shaylas. So the shamus of the Rav, the Mordasar, the shamus, schleps him, Tichutz bin Yak, you're Rabbi, how dare you, you're a stranger, who are you? He schleps him at the thing, bring him to Bez. Did you answer Shailas? Yeah. That's the beginning of the covenant of the Rav, Zabachutzev. In the olden days, if you know, told us Yisrael, if you, Chutzev, whatever, Azaz Ponim connected to Mordasar, they put you in what's called a stockade. You know? A stockade in English. Outside the shul, next to the shul, the bezdin, whatever, the bezdin shtibel, that'd be as that, they tie your hands, whatever you put like that, and the whole town would file by, and they would spit you in the face, and they'd give you chirufim, gidufim, clothes, nimrotzes, kocha yasalish, who's murdered in the Mordas. I'm all a bunch of people who deserve respect the Rav. It's hard to, whatever, today. I'm all giving it. And this guy is being spat in the face, the menakir, right? But he ayui, and comes, the Taz is standing there with his, tied into his thing, and a little girl comes, and she's crying. She says, Madel, come on, why are you crying? She came to mother center to the Rav with a shaila on a chicken. Something was nefuach, whatever. That's it. She went to the Rav, and the Rav paskin kedarki bekoy to streif. Let's go back to the Rav, and tell him, I think it's Simon Lama Gimel, Simon Lama Dalet, look over there in your day, in Taz, in Sivkotten Gimel, and you'll see his gosh. Go and tell them. She goes back to the Rav, and he said, Efshe Rebbe, if you look maybe in Yeridei, in Simin, Lama Gimel, in Taz, in Sivkotten, whatever, could be that, everyone's like laughing, little girl, he opened the Shulchan Aruch, he looks at the Taz, and he sees Dakat's gosh. He tells him, okay, fine. Little girl, how did you know from this Taz? Well, the guy in the stockade, the menaker over there, and everyone's spitting at, he told me. He tells him, Rashbak, go bring him here. And the Rav is like, what's your name? He says, Dovid. Dovid. What's your family name? He's Ezocht. Ezocht. You tell me your family. Segal. He realized Dos Alein is the Taz. The Taz knew the Taz. And he felt crying, felt covering by kissing his feet, whatever. And he got back in the Chil. And for Shteitzach, the Taz left the town, and he never stayed. He's leaving the town. His Rebbe's an Asib. You were willing to learn Torah Lishma, to learn Torah with Hanias, with Dachos, right? Your Torah is a Choshev Milo. And you blew it all for one little chicken. For one chicken, you gave up all your Torah, which is my Rishailos. The Taz told his wife, it's not because this girl came and there was demoya salech, she was crying. The tear of a Jewish child is more choshev shemayah than all of my Torah. And the Taz, you know what his title, the Torah of the Taz is worth? He gave it up, what? Because of a Jewish tear. You know, before Rosh Hashanah, the Bimah is Boiden, how many tears were shed this year, Tavshin Peh? How many Almodas, how many Yisabim there are, how many oceans of tears were shed this year? And the Eitzah is, I'm telling you, I'm not just going to Egen Azach, Mashpim, Tzadikim, Kedoshim, Tobi, Rav Hashem, Bali Musar. The Eitzah is, be misbattle in the Tzibur, to care about people, individuals, the Tzibur. Forget about yourself sometimes. Forget about your own cheshbon. Let me tell you one story. I'll finish with this story. I'm sorry for being over time. We started late today. At the Moiridika story, which is not 350 years old, it's contemporary. Just, there was a boy in Eretz Yisrael who was born. In the birth, Nebuchadnezzar was very, I just had an Einigl who was born, and the doctors didn't know if the Einigl will live, if my daughter will live. It was like, it's Oyev Benoyer. You ever see a baby in ICU, in a prenatal ICU, Lishvizn. This baby was born, the first child in this family, after whatever. And the baby was born. Baruch Hashem, Nisin, Nisin, Mamish Chazdei Hashem, the mother survived and the baby survived. And the boy grew up, and he was a kaira kachshet ayinu. Lovely child. And when his parents wanted to reward him with something for all of this, you know, the shtayitis. He said, the only thing I want, I don't want a toy, I don't want this chatska, this chatska, I want a brother. A brother. I want a playmate, a sibling. The best present you give your children is a sibling. What happened was, when his mother's life was endangered when she gave birth, the doctor said, "Bishum oifi, skonis nefoshes puach nefesh mamish, if you'll ever have another child. You're pushing like suicide." They went to the rabbi, they said, "You can't have another child." He didn't push it. The boy, like always, was asking, and the parents were mischamik, they didn't answer. Vahiyayu, the little boy, is 9 years old. The gewalt of the story is a 9-year-old boy. The 9-year-old asked his father, "Tati, what?" This is the middle of L. This is L, beginning of L. Child, 9-year-old boy, asked the father, "Tati, if a boy is born 7 days before Shavuos, and the 8th day is the bris, could you make a bris milah on Shavuos?" He's asking an L. He's asking a shayla about a boy born Piliplos. He says, "Yeah, Shabbos. You can do Shabbos. You can do Shavuos. Why is he asking on Shavuos basis?" A few days later, the mother's going through a routine examination by a doctor, by Kupat Chalim in Eretz Yisrael somewhere, and the doctor finds out she's expecting. Normally, somebody's expecting is like Anta Simcha, but here is a behold. The last time her life was mamish hanging on a thread. The doctors, the rabbonim, they went to the doctor, "Bishum oifin, you can't carry this baby to term, you have to make a hapol, rachmat al-san. Abortion." They call up the Rav. The Rav is poisik, right? He passed in this circumstances, the mother's life is chayav koidem. You have to make the abortion. They schedule the abortion for the next day. That night, before, the father was saying, "Kriya Shema L'mita." And suddenly, have to say, why in the world did my son ask me about a bris 7 days before, bris, boy, by shoes? Didn't make any sense in the summertime after Shavuos. Calls over the boys, says, "Yingle, why did you ask me about Shavuos?" The boy's an innocent, pure soul. "I'll tell you the evidence, Tati. You've told me many times, you told me bedtime stories, your father, that the Indian of Hashemim, Hanelovim Venom Olvim, Shomim Kherposon Venom, right? Aleim Akos of Oimer. And you told me many stories that a person is embarrassed and humiliated, whatever. He doesn't answer, he takes it on the chin, he just turns on the way. That becomes, you do thousands of stories, whole books, and it becomes a srots in the mail, and you can repoil anything you need. That's a school of bodok you do. So that day I went to cheder. And one of the boys, for whatever reason, he was just like, just publicly humiliating me, and other friends joined in, and I felt mamnish as if nishpach domi kemai. I was like, and I remember what you taught me. And the love of made him build it. I went. I said, "Abrister, I want him a tunnel. What does a tunnel does he want? He wants a child, a brother, maybe." He came home that night, he took a calendar, and he knew it takes 9 months, and he counted up from that day 9 months, and he made the cheshbon, the baby should be born 7 days before Shavuos. And he wanted to know, could you make a bris in Shavuos? Mehetas ha'maisa, labachol yoyimo, slachish is the story. They went back to the Rav, who told him to make the abortion. This is like beyond my pay grade, as we say. You have to go to the Gedolei Hador to ask, which they did, and they said, if in Kacha, if this is the story, and your mam and bemun is shleima, you have a munin, bitochen, whatever, then you go ahead of it, and in Kacha, the baby was born, Shavuos time, and they lived happily ever after. This is the koyach when he is mevater, when he forgets about himself, when he throws himself into a tzibur, tell other people, and that's closer to all bring a bench with the tzibur table.